Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather today is mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect a sunny morning with temperatures rising comfortably. Jerusalem will enjoy clear skies throughout the day, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Eilat remains warm, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel just in, Finance Minister Smotrich says the IDF will remain in Lebanon for years, regardless of U.S. demands. He states, troops will stay until Hezbollah disarms, and potentially longer. Iranian and American teams are already in Switzerland for talks. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF's 7th Armored Brigade breached a strategic path to the Litani River in Lebanon. This operation occurred before the recent ceasefire. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is arriving in Switzerland for discussions on implementing the Memorandum of Understanding. These talks will negotiate dismantling Iran's nuclear program over a 60-day period. Separately, from Axios, Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz in response to Israeli attacks on Lebanon. This marks the first crisis between the U.S. and Iran since the recent deal to end the war. And finally, from JTA, President Trump defends a deal allowing Iran to keep some ballistic missiles and receive financial incentives. However, Iran must abandon its nuclear ambitions. Here's what people are saying online. Sharon Haskell, a member of Knesset, posted just minutes ago expressing sorrow over the death of Sergeant Liav Kababia. The 20-year-old soldier from Hod HaSharon was killed in a tank incident in southern Lebanon. Haskell sends condolences to his family and honors his bravery. The Belaz reported earlier that the IDF eliminated Ahmed Samir Mohammed Washa, a Hamas operative posing as an Al Jazeera photojournalist. Washa was identified as a sniper with plans against IDF troops. He and two other operatives were neutralized in Gaza. Ihab Hassane, a Palestinian activist, posted just minutes ago claiming Israeli ATVs used by settlers for attacks in the West Bank are government-supplied. He describes this as state-backed terrorism. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report on Lebanon, Finance Minister Smotrich emphasizes that the IDF's presence in Lebanon is non-negotiable, aiming to neutralize Hezbollah threats. This stance aligns with Prime Minister's views, despite potential U.S. pushback, underscoring a complex geopolitical challenge. For civilians, this prolongs uncertainty in the region. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's insight on the IDF's operation, Colonel details how the 7th Armored Brigade strategically moved toward the Litani River, neutralizing threats along the way. This operation was a key military maneuver before the ceasefire, showcasing tactical advancements. For residents, this emphasizes ongoing military dynamics in the area. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights U.S. diplomatic efforts in Switzerland. Vice President Vance's arrival initiates crucial talks on Iran's nuclear program, opening a narrow window for impactful negotiations. These discussions reflect broader international efforts to stabilize the region, potentially affecting global security. Moving to the Axios report on the Strait of Hormuz, Iran's decision to close this vital shipping lane is a significant escalation, reacting to Israeli military actions. It risks global economic repercussions, notably impacting oil supply lines. For international markets, this adds volatility and underscores Middle Eastern tensions. Finally, JTA covers President Trump's controversial agreement with Iran, allowing ballistic missiles while demanding nuclear disarmament, faces criticism. The deal's financial incentives for Iran aim to secure compliance, yet raise regional security concerns. For global diplomacy, this illustrates contentious negotiation strategies. In financial news, first, from CTEC, 1Password acquires Israeli cyber startup Apono in a deal valued between $250 million and $300 million. This acquisition enhances 1Password's capabilities in identity security, marking a significant expansion beyond traditional password management. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Elon Musk has become the first trillionaire, mainly due to a surge in SpaceX's valuation. This milestone raises questions about modern wealth distribution and global economic disparities. And finally, according to Globes, Elbit Systems is removing Chinese models from its vehicle fleet. This move follows similar actions by the IDF and Israel Aerospace Systems, reflecting a shift in procurement policies amid geopolitical considerations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.